With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's health department is now sharing with prosecutors results of drug toxicology tests conducted on children suspected to have been exposed to drugs. Edward O'Brien reports.
Health Department Director Sheila Hogan gave Regional Child and Family Services supervisors Tuesday the go-ahead to share those toxicology reports with county attorneys. Leo Gallagher is the Lewis and Clark County Attorney.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
State lawmakers passed a bill last year requiring child protection caseworkers to share certain toxicology tests conducted during investigations of suspected child neglect. But until now, health officials balked at doing that. During a legislative hearing last week, Health Department Deputy Director Laura Smith said releasing that information could violate federal confidentiality statutes, and doing that, she said, could potentially jeopardize millions of dollars.
That's federal funding through SAMHSA. That's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And right now, that's approximately over $13 million that goes towards a variety of programs.
After further talks with the feds, the state concluded that sharing those reports would not violate the law. Lewis and Clark County Attorney Leo Gallagher says prosecution is not the primary purpose of the recent state law requiring the health department to share those toxicology tests.
We county attorneys represent the department in dependent neglect actions in which children have been removed from their home because of abuse or neglect by a parent. And it's our goal, as it is with the department, to protect those children and to try to get the family reunited if possible.
He says this week's announcement is a welcome, if long overdue, about face from the health department.
I believe that but for the legislature's intervention, we would still be having an argument with the department.
Montana has almost 4,000 children in foster care, and about two-thirds of those placements are due to parental drug use. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.